Two machine gun bullets ripped through Alexander's legs when he was fighting on Ukraine's eastern front line. A third bullet was stopped by the mobile phone in his pocket. His sciatic nerve was severed. He cannot feel his right leg. And he is afraid he will never be able to fulfill his goal in life. In a sport Ukraine is famous for around the world, boxing.
It is not just a part of my life. It is my life. Or should I say it was. But now I need to find something else.
Here's Alexander competing in 2016. He rose to become Kharkiv regional champion. Before returning to fight in the war last year, he lived in France, where he became regional champion in Nice.
Boxing raised me as a person because I grew up without a father. How can a mother raise a man alone? I got into boxing and it radically changed me as a person. It hardened my character. And no matter the challenges like being in the army or on the battlefield or here in hospital, I'm holding on. I can take a punch.
There is no surgeon available in Ukraine who can perform the necessary operation that Alexander needs in order to walk unaided and potentially box again. He aspired to be a national champion, and one of the reasons is because boxing in this country is often described as a national obsession. This is former multiple world heavyweight title holder and now mayor of Kyiv, Vitali Klitschko, visiting the frontline town of Bakhmut.
Wearing the colours of freedom.
And this is current WBO, WBA and IBF heavyweight champion Alexander Usyk. There are boxing gyms like this one, established 40 years ago, right across Ukraine. Men who used to train here are now fighting on the front lines. Some of these boxers may eventually do the same. Oleg Krutsko has been training here since he was 12. He joined a territorial defense unit when Russia invaded last year.
The war makes it more difficult to train, but when there's electricity and water available, training feels like a celebration. We are lucky at this gym compared to places like Mariupol, which fell to the Russians, and Bakhmut, where fighting is heavy. We can come here thanks to the men fighting on the front lines. There are guys who trained at this gym and are now fighting, and some have been injured. They were warriors in the ring, and they are warriors in life.
For now, Alexander continues his grueling daily exercise. He can only hope he gets the operation he needs so he can fight again. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.